Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
State legislatures all over the country are now getting a lot of pressure to adopt so-called pre-K or pre-kindergarten programs. The alleged purpose is to close the gap between kids from high-income and low-income households. But there is no evidence that pre-K can accomplish that. The liberals like to say that pre-K investments, that's the left's code word for taxes, save money later on in education. But every study shows that Head Start and all the early interventions do not achieve what they promise. They fade out at least by the third grade. The Department of Health and Human Services made its own Head Start impact study and concluded that Head Start has little to no effect on the participating children. The principal education goals of the George W. Bush administration were to raise U.S. scores and to close the gap between high-income and low-income students. But the only thing pre-K accomplished was to provide daycare services for single moms, the majority of whom voted for Obama. Head Start was based on the assumption that pre-K could compensate children for the disadvantage of being poor. It's time to face the fact that many children are poor, mainly because they do not live in a nuclear family with their own father and mother. We should not invest any more taxpayer money in pie-in-the-sky projects that make adults feel sanctimonious but do no long-term good for the kids. The problem we should address is the decline in marriage. There is no substitute for the enormous advantage to children who grow up in a home with their own mother and father. A better formula for helping kids to achieve in school would be to stop giving out financial handouts that operate as incentives to women who have babies outside of marriage and then turn to Big Brother government for financial support. Pre-K is another anti-marriage incentive.
Yes, the American family is under attack. Mothers, fathers, grandparents, to protect those you love, start by getting your own copy of the new book by Phyllis Schlafly, Who Killed the American Family? Radio listeners can receive an autographed copy at a special discount at eagleforum.org. If we don't respond, who will? Go to eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
All at once I felt tremendous weight, as if my chest was going to cave. The tears that fell left a stain, the world we know's enslaved. Now I know it's hard to hear, you better heed the words I say. If we don't act as one, you'll see the false prophets will betray.
Hello and welcome to Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. I'm Tom McAbarra-Stewart. I'm joined by Bruce Ray Riggs, my co-host. Mondays we're going to be going over our thesis, our 14th Amendment research. So every Monday, that's what our plan is to do. That way we can bring new listeners on. I don't have to wait until I get so many emails. We'll do a recap every Monday, so you can tell your friends or your family and get people together to learn about where our jurisdiction went wrong. Today, I want to share with you. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, and feel free if the audience has any attorneys or political science teachers or high school teachers or anybody out there
history
in the audience
teachers,
or friends
yeah.
that know that dare want to say we're wrong. We have no problem with getting them on the talk show and let them get past the documents, the actual congressional acts and congressional records on these events and the case law on it. They'll never get past, and either we'll win them over or make them look like an idiot.
Yep, that's it. That's exactly what we need to do. And you know, I think it's important to get out there in the community and share with people this information, a wide variety of platforms. I've been talking with a few groups, and it looks like I'm going to start going around and to conferences and sharing our information that way too. Anybody who wants to become involved in that, you know, get in touch with Bruce and I, because he's in Florida, I'm in New Jersey, and I really would like to bring this message to a wider and increasingly younger audience, especially in light of Common Core and the damage that Common Core is doing to the minds of our kids. They're not learning the real history of the United States. They're not being taught the tools and things they need to know to be able to critically think. I saw one of the lines in Common Core worksheet was that you never question the authority of the federal government. I almost went ballistic, Bruce. I mean, it's just where have we come that we are being openly, our kids are being openly indoctrinated, which is so unconstitutional, it's subversion. Joe McCarthy would have an aneurysm. He would literally have an aneurysm if he were to come back today and see what was going on with people, what some people called normal. The young man that we played for you guys who cried out for help from Pennsylvania, he redid a video, and we released it on Resurrect the Republic last night. This young man thanked everyone for the response, and his parents were not aware as to the Common Core federalized standards that they were trying to implement either. So that video and that action already has done an enormous amount of good for that young man and his family and his area. We must defeat these are communists. I mean, my mother joked that my grandmother used to say of the John Birch Society, "Where do I sign up?" You know, because whenever she would hear somebody from John Birch, it would make so much sense. I mean, how many years have they been warning us steadily every year that the communists are really doing damage? And look around us. Look around us at it all. Well, today I want to share with our listeners a very good friend of a friend, Mr. Ted Gunderson. Was an FBI office bureau chief in Los Angeles, and best friends with a good friend of mine, Anthony J. Hilder, filmmaker, who I spoke to again, and who wants me to say hello to all of you. We will be sharing some of his recordings in the upcoming week. He's also released some new film work we're going to be highlighting on the website as well. We're going to be adding that to as soon as my web guy gets into it. He was supposed to do it last week, but you know how these things go. I urge you guys, once that's up there, to go check it out. Good stuff coming from Anthony Hilder. But anyway, what we're going to be sharing with you is Theodore Ted Gunderson. Now, I expect that he was a thorn in the side of the establishment. He did alert the public as to many of the satanic crimes that were all over the nation, but most importantly, the case that comes to mind first and foremost is the one at the Presidio. With Colonel Michael Aquino. Now, I don't know how much you guys know about Colonel Michael Aquino, but I urge you all, if you haven't read it, to read From PSYOP to Mind War. That's a little paper that he did with a popular general, General Vallely. And, you know, one of the things that bothers me about these establishment officers is that our nation has gone to absolute hell in a handbasket, and it's done so, dare I say, under the watch of these same individuals. Look at the situation at Waco, Texas, with the Army brass that was involved with the psychological operations. That was a big test for them. They tortured the people before they were all killed. Little kids inside of a house being beamed inside the noise of animals being slaughtered. Think about that for a moment. Because some people say that Ted Gunderson and his work can be sometimes, well, it's, you know, kind of extreme and outrageous. And let me tell you something. The extreme and outrageous, that is exactly what is going on in the deepest recesses of the cesspool of humanity we do know exists. And we must fight back against these things. You know, in Philadelphia, there's been a recent number of crimes that we're looking into. And I urge everyone out there, don't leave it up to your local police. They are being steered by some of the taskmasters themselves. You know, I believe that it's going to be citizens who take back their country, if it's to be taken back at all. We can't wait for the powers that be that we know that are failing to be the only line of defense against evil. Because if that's the case, then we're all relatively doomed, I would say. So, Bruce, you know about Ted Gunderson's work and Anthony Hilder's work. Anthony Hilder, when he got on the Rothschilds' property in England, filmed a piece from the Rothschilds' property. I mean, the guy he's got brass ones, that's for sure. Well, anyway, when we get back, we're going to be sharing with you some work from Ted Gunderson on Resurrect Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam.
The rhetoric they speak is all the same. The men behind the curtain and the illusion they create pull the puppet strings and seal our fate.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Heart problems were in my family, and I did notice these chest pains occasionally. I decided to try it, and I don't think I'm going to stop for quite a while. Nothing has worked as well as this product has promised to. I've taken, supplements and that sort of thing, and never really noticed a difference.
Well, I turned 60, and when I went into the doctor to get my reports, the lady at the desk, she looked at it, and she says, "Wow." I says, "What's that say?" So she came back and looked at my last check. She says, "Well, you've gone down half on your cholesterol." So she says, "I guess don't do a thing, only what you're doing right now."
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
What are you thinking? Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Push to fall, we will strike like a snake coiled up in the night.
Welcome back to Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam. And now I'd like to share with you some work of a legend. God rest his soul, Mr. Ted Gunderson.
I want to make it very clear in the beginning, I'm not anti-government. I don't believe in terrorism. And I want to make it especially clear that there are a lot of good people in the FBI and the CIA, Naval Intelligence, Army Intelligence, Military Intelligence, NSA. Unfortunately, there are a few key people in key positions who have made a difference, a big difference, in what's happening in America today. So Looking back, my personal experiences, I retired from the FBI March 1979. At that time, I was in charge of the FBI Los Angeles Division. I had more than 700 personnel under my command. The Attorney General of the United States, Griffin Bell, asked me after I retired if I'd coordinate security for the Pan American Games. I did. I was a consultant in the 1984 Los Angeles Olympics. I was a consultant for former Governor Jerry Brown, California Narcotic Authority. So I do have credentials. My first major, and credibility, believe me. Now, if you read the internet, you may not think so, because there are some heavy-duty FBI informants out there like Stu Webb and Barbara Hartwell, who are MKUltra mind control victims, CIA mind control victims, who are making all kinds of disparaging remarks about me. But I don't want to deal with those people, because if you read their material, you'll see that it's designed to discredit people like me, former State Senator John DeCamp, and other leaders who are trying our best to expose what's happening in America today, and actually around the world. Let's go back to 1776, May the 1st. Adam Weishaupt was commissioned by the Rothschild family to set up the goals to control and take over the world with a one-world government. Adam Weishaupt came up with 25 goals. Among these goals were control the press, corrupt the youth through sex and drugs, elect our own people meaning the Illuminati, to key positions in all levels of the government, city, county, state, and federal. And it goes on. The final goal was to take over the world, the one world government. Information is very well documented by William Guy Carr in his magazine, his book, excuse me, Pawns in the Game. When I retired, I had no idea what was going on. I had no idea about the Illuminati. I had no idea about Adam Weishaupt. However, my first major investigation when I returned from Puerto Rico was a Dr. Jeffrey R. McDonald case. He's a former Green Beret doctor who was convicted of murdering his wife and two children at Fort Bragg, February 17, 1970. He'd been tried and convicted, sentenced to 3 consecutive life sentences. I was asked by the defense team to investigate the case because they claimed that Dr. McDonald was innocent. I said I would, but if I learned that he murdered his wife and two children, I would discontinue my investigation, no longer become involved. I want you to know I'm still working for Dr. McDonald. He is an innocent man. Now, once I became involved in the case, I had to read everything, and I learned that evidence was lost, evidence was stolen, evidence was altered. An FBI agent, Paul Stombaugh, lied before the grand jury. And most important of all, Colette, the wife, had skin where she had fought off the assailants under her fingernails. That skin was handed over to William F. Ivory, the chief investigator for the Army, and it has disappeared. 10 months into the case, October 25, 1980, I, through a series of circumstances, I don't have time to go into the details now, obtained a signed confession from one Helena Stokely. I had 3 sessions with her, 10 days each, total of 30 days. Helena told me that Dr. McDonald did not commit those crimes, that they were committed by her satanic cult group. And I said to myself, what's this all about? I don't know anything about Satanism. I read about it in the Bible, of course, and that's about it. But as I delved into the case, I learned that drugs from Southeast Asia were being flown into the United States to various military bases in plastic bags in the bodies of the dead GIs. I further learned from Helena that her satanic cult group was involved in distributing these drugs up and down the East Coast. They were mad at Dr. McDonald because he was abusive to the cult members and the GIs who went to the civilian hospital where he was moonlighting for relief of some sort. So they went in and attacked him that night. There were a total of seven involved in the crime. She named them all for me. Right now, today, I know where some of them are located. But to further check and document this, I went to the UCLA library, and I found out, in fact, in the Time magazine, January 1, 1973, there was an article about bringing drugs in plastic bags in the body cavities of dead GIs. There was no question in my mind Helena was telling the truth. I gave her a polygraph test, and she passed. I had her examined by a psychiatrist, and she passed. And as a matter of fact, the government themselves had given her a polygraph examination early in their investigation before I entered the case. And Brizantine, the Army polygraph operator, said that she thought that she was telling the truth. She thought she was there that night. Now, the most recent series of events in the McDonald case. Now, I'm telling you a little bit about the McDonald case because that's what woke me up as to what was going on. It was after that that I started researching and went back and found out about the Illuminati. Illuminati slash Satanism. It was after that that I learned considerable more about what was going on. And the most recent information, Dr. McDonald, who's been in the penitentiary for some 25 or 26 years now, appeared before a parole board just 2 days ago, his first that he's ever appeared before a parole board. And the reason he had never appeared before is because, in his opinion, had he appeared before, it would be an admission of guilt. In this particular instance, he still claimed he was innocent, but he did appear before the board because a newly wed individual with a woman named Kathy. And of course, if you read the papers in the last 2 days, his parole was turned down, and the parole board made him eligible for another hearing in 15 years. This poor man not only lost his wife and two children, he has served 25 years in the penitentiary and another 15 years to go. He's 61 years old. I am still working the case. What are the latest developments on the case? In 1997, the judge, federal judge, agreed to do DNA tests. And they chose 15 individual pieces of evidence to be examined.
We'll be back after a few words from our sponsors from Resurrected Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Welcome back to Resurrect Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Ted Gunderson.
However, the judge said that when you open the evidence envelopes, only the prosecutor can be present. Well, they opened the evidence envelopes. The prosecutor did. How many do you think were empty? Five. Five evidence envelopes were empty. The skin under Colette's fingernails would have established Dr. McDonald's innocence alone. Now we have DNA authorized in 1997. Here we are in 2005. They still have not completed the DNA test. From the McDonald case, the next case I worked of a major consequence was the McMartin preschool case in Manhattan Beach, California. The children there claimed there were tunnels under the school. They were taken into the tunnels and through the tunnels up into the trap door of a bathroom in a triplex next door, placed in automobiles, and prostituted in the community. These are 2-, 3-, and 4-year-old children before they enter kindergarten.
Yeah, they don't make that stuff up.
In addition, the children claimed that they were flown into the mountains where they were involved with adults in robes, black robes, chanting candles. They talked about the brown babies who were sacrificed. And in checking into this and researching this, of course, this was obviously a satanic ceremony. The McMartin family, who owned the preschool, they were tried of Dre Buckey and his grandmother. The grandmother was acquitted, hung jury on Ray Buckey. The second trial, another hung jury. I had an opportunity in 1990 to gain control of the school. Now, the school had been given to Danny Davis, the defense attorney, and he had sold it, even though he made $15 million on the case, by the way. He had sold it to a contractor who was going to tear it down. When I learned this, I contacted the contractor. I said, I want to be given an opportunity to go on that school and look for the tunnels. The authorities had looked for them in 1987. They said they could find no tunnels. Along with some of the parents, we hired Dr. Gary Stickle, UCLA archaeologist. He hired his crew and brought them in. And in 34 days, Dr. Stickle said, there had been tunnels under that school. They were covered up and they were covered in. An informant of mine told me that there was an abandoned satanic site in Crestline, California, up in the mountains. I went up into the mountains and obtained photographs, of the site. I have a lecture that I give where these pictures are available. It's called Gunderson Chronicles Number 2. It's a four-hour lecture that I gave in Kansas City a number of years ago, which shows this abandoned site and also pictures from the McMartin Tunnel school dig. From there, I became involved in another case, very frightening case, because I established, with the help of people like John DeCamp, former state senator in Nebraska, that we have in this country today a covert military criminal enterprise, government enterprise, primarily by U.S. military intelligence, that is operating full throttle, and everybody refuses to investigate it. In the Nebraska case, it's called the Franklin cover-up. This is the book here that John DeCamp wrote, by the way. It's all documented in there. And in that particular instance, they were taking children out of foster homes, orphanages, Boys Town, driving them from Omaha, Nebraska to Sioux City, Iowa, 184 miles away, placing them in private jets and flying them to Washington, D.C. for sex orgies with prominent people, including congressmen, senators, and certain people in the White House. It's well documented. I have personally talked to Paul Benassi. I had a five-hour interview with him. It's a tape that's available. I don't have it with me here, but you can order it. I have a five-hour interview with Paul that he gave me in 1993. Paul told me how he was used. He was part of the kidnapping crew and was used as a decoy when he was 10, 11, 12 years old in parks, shopping malls to attract the children over near where the adults were in a car waiting for them. They throw them in the back seat, chloroform them, and make off with them. Paul also told me that these children, many of them become sex slaves. Many of them are used as toys. They call the boys toys. I don't know what they call the girls. But these degenerate, sick people, the men are more interested in the little boys than they are the girls for some reason. But it's all well documented. Paul drew the inside living quarters of the White House. Now, this information broke in about 1987. That's about right after I entered, just before I entered the case. I replaced a fellow named Gary Caradori, who was the investigator for a Nebraska Senate committee. Gary met the official photographer of the group who had split from the group, defected, and agreed to take the pictures that this official photographer gave him, and they met in Chicago, agreed to take the pictures back to the committee. He flew out of Chicago in his private plane, a short distance out of Chicago. The plane exploded midair, and his briefcase has never been found. He and his 11-year-old boy died. His briefcase has never been found. The rear seat of the airplane has never been found. I had made every attempt possible to obtain possession of or control of that plane, because I wanted to examine it for bomb chemicals, particularly the back seat. It's no longer available. Nobody knows what happened to it. Gary Caradore was a civilian, yet it was taken to a military base for examination. A deputy sheriff was the first one on the scene. He saw the pictures. He started picking up the pictures. An FBI agent came along, took the pictures away from him, told him to keep his mouth shut. He started talking to a few people. A year later, his wife was murdered. He's no longer talking. This international child kidnapping ring, I later learned, was out of Washington, D.C. It was very active, and the organization is known as the Finders. And I have a report on the Finders back there. Everything I'm telling you is documented, by the way. The Finders has been established and operating throughout the 1960s up to the present time. It was exposed in 1987. They moved their operation to Wichita, Kansas, and they're operating right today in Wichita, Kansas. I have taken my report to the FBI a half a dozen times, demanded an investigation, and I have yet to be interviewed. So we have the Finders, we have the Franklin cover-up, which documents what I'm telling you, we have the pawns in the game. Pawns in the game is the Illuminati. This is the Illuminati / satanic movement in this country today. And the last thing I'm going to mention in the way of a book is why Johnny can't come home. Johnny Gosch was, September the 5th, 1982, a newspaper boy on a Sunday, and he was about to deliver his newspapers in West Des Moines, Iowa. He never delivered any newspapers. He disappeared. The mother, Noreen Gosch, was dumbfounded, didn't know what happened, demanded an investigation of the FBI and by the West Des Moines Police Department. The chief of police in West Des Moines said to her, even though he disappeared, we do not have any witnesses who saw him being grabbed and placed in a car or being taken control of.
We'll be back after a few words from our sponsors on Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio.
Rising to the challenge is the first step that you take. Are you a free spirit or a slave? Are the institutions that have molded our...
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Welcome back, Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam. Chris, in Nevada, buddy, how are you?
I'm very, very well, Tom, although I was very astounded to hear that particular recording. I think that was Ted Gunderson, was it not?
Yes, it was.
I'm hoping sometime soon you can send that to me, but I regret to inform you and the listeners that I have very strong indications and some pretty devastating evidence. These same elements are operational fully amongst many different locations in America. One that I have precise knowledge about is in Salt Lake City, Utah area,
yeah,
the Ash Fork and some other areas there. That these same demonic criminal elements who come from the Stubblebine, Aquino, Church of Satan, Church of Set groups, the Illuminists, yeah, are still preying upon the children of America and the world for the satisfaction of the elites. And there's a strong indication from Occam's Razor that there is still a very strong representation amongst the higher echelons of law enforcement communities like the FBI, as Gunderson observed.
Well, that's certainly what he said, isn't it?
Well, I've seen evidences of it myself. Whenever someone comes to the FBI with credible evidence of a like and kind demonic group operating in their community, and they want to make an assault on you for trying to report it, what other conclusion can one reasonably come to?
Yeah, I know it's I know it's still going on, and it's all throughout the United States.
Even the JonBenet Ramsey case,
has irrefutably
been solved, and there was law enforcement elements all over that case that covered it up, and no one will investigate it and hold those accountable for the crimes to accountability. There seems to be no accountability. We're living in a lawless state here in America now.
We are.
It is totally chaos. Lost. Chaos is the assembly of the worshippers of Osiris.
So what do we do, brother?
Well, we pray, we shed the light of sunshine and sterilize this incestuous child trafficking pedophilic disease on America and shining the light on every time we can on shows like yours and others on Republic Broadcasting Network and other good truth network stations around America and shout the truth to the heavens.
Well, that is what we're commanded to do, is to be the watcher
on the wall.
The watchman on the wall. That's exactly what we were told to be, and to blow the trumpets when we saw it coming. And if we didn't, then blood of those, and I certainly don't want to have anybody else's blood on my hands, I'll tell you that.
Absolutely not, Tom. You know, when you do a marvelous job, Bruce Ray Riggs with his Dirty Uncle Sam site and his
atmosphere,
and many other good announcers, guest hosts, and hosts on RBN and even other stations are really doing a wonderful job of trying to shine this light of truth on this dramatic trouble. It really is a cancer that is operating full tilt within the Child Protective Services and DCF operations around the churches and the schools.
It's every industry.
Infested in all these areas.
Every industry. Pharmaceutical industry. Police. War on drugs. Politicians. Everything. It's everywhere. We wonder why it doesn't get any better. And that's one of the things that I think that one of the purest messages that I think that Bruce and I could bring is about that 14th Amendment. You realize that President Johnson, when he said that this would make the law itself unlawful, it's exactly what he was talking about. What we're seeing all around us, it's exactly what that man was talking about. That's what he stood against. He was brilliant. And he wasn't listened to. Matter of fact, he was attacked. Like many good men are. And Lord, I just wish we could learn from history. Johnson was literally the Ron Paul of his day. Literally.
Well, the truth is a lonely hunter in the empire of lies, and that's where we're living today.
Oh, Lord. You know, and we've been living it so long. So very long.
Yet, about 220 or 30 years?
Oh. You know, some people say that the experiment that was the Constitution was the con in and of itself. I never wanted to really agree with that line of thought, but it's just, you know, under the Articles of Confederation, we were truly free.
Well, and they were actually called and authorized to present the interest of the people at a Articles of the Confederation meeting. They adjourned same day, that means without date of return, and then some of them reformed to create the Constitution.
Yes, I know. I know what you say is true. It hurts. But it's true.
Well, I'm like you. It saddens my heart whenever I have to come to realization of these truths that we're never taught in our public fool schools that are under the Soviet-styled central programming style indoctrination.
Worse and worse every day, when I tell you. I've been fighting back against that shining the light in there in Katy, Texas, and a few other jurisdictions. But what I see in Katy, Texas is nothing short of it's almost like you can see that school board just taking over that area, and it not being a school district, but the district. You know what I'm saying?
The common core of communism.
Yes, these people, I mean, you have 3 minutes to say what you got to say, and that's it. And you can hand me in your notes, and you might be lucky if I respond to them. Excuse me? You have my children's lives in your hands? I don't think so.
That is precisely the Delphi technique of mind ops, psyops programming, and limiting your thoughts and changing them every time you get them together so you don't ever have a time to present a cogent idea.
Oh, you wait, you tune in tomorrow, because I'm going to be playing a young girl who stands up and basically says, I know what's going on here. This is indoctrination, and I know it, and I'm not cool with it.
Good for her.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
That's the one saving grace, Tom, is so many of our young people and people in the military that are young people, figuratively speaking, are awake and do have a clue of what's going on and are waking up and thirsting for the truth and listening to shows like yours and other great hosts on RBN and the other stations that tell the truth to the people.
I thank you for that. That's what I live to do, man. It's what I do. And I think that if everybody, I'm just a normal guy. If everybody who knows, there's a bunch of people out there that they understand and they know what we know. You know, go get a blog talk. Go jump on a network. Do something. You know, I really believe that one CIA officer said that citizen journalists can take this back. Because, I mean, look at how many people that we need to get engaged. What, maybe 3% of the population?
We have a few citizen journalists, but most of what we see on the lamestream indoctrination media networks are destitutes, paid to testify to whatever lies that the mind controllers that run the networks want us to see, instead of actually putting the truth on the screen.
Well, isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? Well, we'll have to pick that up next time. And tomorrow we'll be digging more into Common Core. We'll see you next time. Thanks for calling, Chris, Bruce. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio Broadcast on RBN.